Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, back in the day, rappers used to look like men. Today, they look like they belong in the Fifth Element film. Hip-hop used to be about toxic masculinity, fat-shaming, and now it's about men in dresses. I think all of us miss the good old days when music was good and men looked like men. Up next, here's what the government of New York State looks like today under Governor Kathy Hochul. Looks like the migrant crisis going on there is getting worse. It's a race between New Pork and California to see who can drive more residents and businesses out of their states faster. When the government ship starts to sink, they flee like roused birds. But before that happens, I'll get the eye patch and you find Snake Plissken and we'll get the hell out of here. Number three is a woman that got divorced twice before 30, but still believes in happily ever after. She says she wasn't a great partner and her ex was asking her to do the dishes and laundry, which she wouldn't do, so he left. She has abandonment issues and is now coping with a shirt that says, "Somebody loves you," along with her fake-looking smile. I hope that one day I can be her sixth marriage. Maybe she should become a lesbian and leave men alone. She's a life coach too, but just imagine taking advice from her. Moving on, falling birth rates are going to leave the UK reliant on immigration until 2100. But they won't get to 2100. Plot twist. This will only work until the whites flee to Africa and the country collapses. More likely they'll flee to Eastern Europe or Russia, which haven't been enriched yet. I want to see a society made up mostly of sub-Saharan Africans trying to survive cold European weather, without gas for heating. But don't worry, they will, because they'll most likely be doctors and engineers, millions of them. Number five, these days if you're a woman complaining to the police that a former male is in the change room, they will arrest you. George Alexopoulos, the artist that makes these, absolutely nailed it. That's what they/he/she/them said. Trans rights now trump women's rights. Many of us men don't have rights, so now we're adapting by putting on a sundress and taking our rights back. You will gaze upon thine female member penis and find it stunning and brave. Up next, we have dating advice for men versus dating advice for women. Men are told to work on themselves, get into shape, and be confident. Women are perfect the way they are, and they should never change or lower their standards for anyone. In reality, she needs a treadmill and he needs the red pill. But seriously, her not lowering her standards is a good thing, and that's going to save a ton of men from the hell of being with her. Number 7, online dating apps these days seem to offer men four choices. The single mother with their package deal kids. The overweight queen. The liberal feminist woman that demands you obey her. And then the former Lonely Fools model that wants to basically put you in the friend zone. Sometimes they're a combo of being a fat feminist single mother trying to friend zone you so that you can take her and her son Aiden out for lunch. Those are the four biggest red flags out there. Moving on is a woman's marriage script. They get married, have a couple of kids, cheat on their husband, and then claim he's emotionally abusing her and the kids, ruining his reputation. Then they get child support and play the poor single mother card. It's not her fault. She wasn't happy. It happens less and less these days because it's only profitable if she marries young and the guy's rich. They increasingly either stay single or marry a rich guy and ruin his life. Take your pick. Number 9, a man can literally say anything these days and a woman will play the part of the victim, femsplaining, basically saying that he's being extremely misogynistic. What they don't realize is that for smart men these days, being called a misogynist is like a badge of honor. The truth is they can't describe what misogynistic even means. Women just use fancy buzzwords to shut down conversations that reveal the truth about female nature. Up next, we have a happy ending for the man that married Ariana Grande. She has to pay her ex-husband $1.25 million in spousal support before moving on with her new boyfriend. Guys doing this to famous women should be a trend we all get behind. Maybe this is what Travis Kelce is going to do to Taylor Griffith. Wouldn't it be epic if he married her and divorced her for $500 million? That sum is still low when she's worth $250 million. I'm talking about Grande here. They had a prenup and that's why. Still not a bad payday for only 3 years. Number 11, would you date Starlene, the African mother's queen? At least she shows you one of her red flags. Increasingly, women these days believe that the first thing you do in life is have a kid, and then the second thing is to go out on dating sites to find a partner for that kid. I don't blame her. I blame her mother for fetal alcohol syndrome, if you measure that massive gap between those eye sockets. Moving on, a man reportedly travels 1,500 miles to surprise his girlfriend, and finds her with another dude. The man even dressed up in a furry pedo bear costume. Furries have it rough these days. That's probably why she left them. This is why long-distance relationships are also a bad idea. But I could be wrong, and he could have just chosen the wrong animal for the costume. If he had chosen a black panther or gorilla, she probably would have taken him back. Number 13, Shakira says, it's good not to have a husband, as it was dragging her down. But those hips are lying, because they certainly weren't pleasing her man, so he ended up cheating on her. When women cheat on men, they always claim that the man made them cheat. Maybe it should go the other way around too. I'm also pretty sure it's her fault because of the man she chose. Next time she should have chose better. Also, what exactly was marriage holding her back from? She's just salty she was replaced by a younger model. Up next, a single mother is working her old boyfriends for a place for her and her son Aiden and daughter Latiqua to sleep in. She's done running the streets and ready to settle down, and wants her ex to move her in. Oh well, at least her kids get to stay at grandma's house. I really like a good story like this one. I foresee a lot of cats in her future. Keep running the street, dear, and it's time for this guy to block her. Imagine the audacity if a man tried something like this on a woman. Number 15, Amber Turd believes that people were being paid to campaign against her. I wish someone would have paid me to campaign against her. But just like the cat in the hat, I'd do it for free. In fact, this one is free for the bed shitter. As Robert Palmer said, a pretty face don't make no pretty heart. But seriously, most guys are like this guy wondering about all the guys that are being paid to shame her. Moving on, is a woman that's celibate unless she's being paid to boink on screen in spicy movies. Tell me your dopamine receptors are fried without telling me. That nose ring is definitely a red flag too. But we all know why she's not interested anymore. Because she's waiting for the right man to marry her. She's probably telling everyone this because she's signaling that she's ready to settle down and that what she does on screen is just to pay the bills. Number 17, 6 months after converting to Christianity, this former Lonely Fools model is going to be telling us all how to be a better man. But I'll bet my left nut that she'll run low on cash in 6 months and run back to Lonely Fools for money, the way that Mia Khalifa did. She still has her account, and maybe it's a way of advertising to try and get some of the trad cucks to send her their simp bucks. Women are changing their promotion strategies and adapting like Borg with breasts. Up next, the Missouri teen that bashed Kaylee Gain, putting her in a coma, is the real victim, according to the Daily Mail, and was just defending herself, according to her family. They even started a GoFundMe fundraiser for her and wanted her not to be charged as an adult. Meanwhile, Kaylee Gaines was brain damaged and can barely speak or walk, but was Kaylee asking for it because she was suspended for another fight the day before in a school hallway. Why are girls so violent these days? They were never like this while I was growing up. Number 19, if men are expected to be worthy of women, then why aren't women working hard to prove that they are worthy of men? Women think that they're worthy just by breathing air and existing. The West has created so many entitled females these days that most that even have a job aren't really producing anything of value. Some are, but finding one is like putting your hand in a sack of venomous snakes hoping to pull out a dove. Up next, you know that when self-driving cars become mainstream, dead old people will just arrive at their destinations. Looks like little dead riding in the hood is going to be a thing. Imagine people that do road trips arriving at their destination with rigor mortis. At least we know why old people die. But what happens when young people arrive like this too? Number 21, things are getting crazy in New York City as this woman was ended and put in a duffel bag by squatters. Now that women are being hurt by squatters, you know the laws are about to be amended. That's probably one of the reasons that illegals are also flocking to New York State, ending people and then taking their homes. Meanwhile, they're also giving away money to migrants, many which are trying to break into empty properties and squat in them. Moving on, an Iowa man stole and burned a pride flag from a church and received a 16-year sentence. Why? Because of pollution or the risk of wildfires, perhaps. In Canada, people burn down entire churches and nothing is done to them. If he had burned down the whole church, then he probably would have received a much shorter sentence. Something to think about. Number 23, we have a study that wasted money covering the obvious, saying that women feel more angry in the days leading up to their periods. But which type of woman are we talking about? The OGs with a uterus are the ones that are born with a penis. Wait until they study menopause. They'll realize that some women get stuck in crazy mode. Instead of following the science, women will just claim this is misogyny, and that alone will be enough to discredit people that make studies like this. Up next, the Daily Wire ended their relationship with Candace Owens a few weeks back. Is that a fancy way of saying fired? Could it be because of the stuff she was talking about, what was happening in Hollywood in the music industry, and that was just too close to some of Ben Shapiro's kin, if you know what I mean? The Daily Wire YouTube channel lost 20,000 subscribers because of this. I think the Daily Wire is controlled opposition and Candace probably refused to be controlled. I say they canned her for going off script. Number 25 and the last one is Dominique, wondering why men don't like to court women anymore. Maybe it's because as a reward, women take men to divorce court. How about I ask why women don't act like women anymore? Why they aren't feminine or thin? Men are walking away from rigged courtship rituals. This woman asks, do men still open cars? And Javier the legend says, how do you think we get inside? But I have a question for Javier. Didn't you ever watch Dukes of Hazzard? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.